Joining us now to talk about the attack and its implications is the U.S. Ambassador to Uganda, Jerry Lanier. Let me start, Mr. Ambassador, by asking, why would Somali militants choose to attack Uganda?
I think the primary motivation for the attack would be...
I understand Uganda is also, obviously a close ally of the U.S. and that there is some training for soldiers for Somalia's transitional government.
Not only in Somalia, but also in their fight against the Lord's Resistance Army here in Uganda.
Well, is the U.S. helping with the investigation?
We are helping with the investigation.
Ambassador Lanier, we mentioned that these were two simultaneous attacks. But what is your understanding of how sophisticated an operation this was?
Well, it's hard to tell at the moment. The investigation is still ongoing. So we haven't completed the investigation. That might take some time.
I mean, Uganda is not a country that one thinks of when one thinks of terrorist groups along the lines of al-Qaeda. Has there been any al-Qaeda presence there up to now, or al-Shabaab presence there up to now? How worried are you following this attack for what this could mean for this whole region in Africa?
Well, this is quite disturbing. But I think it's also been like a fire bell in the night to this part of Africa as well.
I know that one American was killed in this attack. Several others were wounded. Is there any evidence that Americans were being targeted in this attack?
I just want the American people to know, however, that our embassy here has as its first responsibility the protection and assistance of American citizens.